This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Today, Rob Culler, who's a supervising ranger based at the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve. And Rob's going to talk about everything from snakes on the coast to the changing dynamics of the Fitzgerald Marine Center. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here with you.
Well, as I said, we start off talking about the slivery things that happen on the coast. One big question, are there rattlesnakes actually on the coast?
My understanding is there are rattlesnakes on the coast, and there are also serpents. Sorry.
No. Good one.
Thanks. I'm sure there are. You can never say that there's an animal that is or isn't somewhere. It doesn't matter what people say.
Well, trigger warning. Rob has a great sense of humor. rattlesnakes are actually at ground level or in the hills?
I would say the hills.
In the hills, yeah. Yeah. I've never seen one at ground level. But we do see the garter snakes, including the San Francisco garter snake. And earlier you were saying that's protected, correct?
The San Francisco garter snake is protected. We have gover snakes that are beautiful. They can be 4 to 5 feet long.
Ooh.
And I'm sure your wife would get a kick out of seeing one of those slither out from underneath the greenhouse, as you mentioned.
I think so. That's a biggie.
And the thing is, even with rattlers, they're there to take out rodents and other things that we might deem pests. So they're good critters.
They're good for the ecosystem.
Yeah.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
Where would you find the gopher snakes?
Oh, anywhere. They could be on trails in San Pedro Valley, up in Montera Mountain, anywhere.
Are they declining? Say the garter snakes. I've not seen so many in the last couple of years.
I don't have an answer to that with the garter snakes. People seem to see them fairly routinely. I don't, but
no, nor I used to. So
yeah.
That's really strange.
Yeah. I did see a python, though, like the picture I showed you about 14 years ago.
Where?
In the reserve. Although that was a herpetologist who brought it by to share with me.
I was going to say, they're running amok.
You had mentioned snakes. I just had to say, we have the no dog signs. So just hearkening back to what you had said, I just wanted to share with people that was the reason that we don't want dogs there. But it was a funny, humorous term.
I would think
so. Trying to get people to say, slow. It's a marine reserve. With the animals there, we don't want them to. It could create problems with the dog feces disease can go back and forth. Leptospirosis can be an issue there. And so that's why I kind of jokingly would explain to people occasionally if they got a little feisty about the dog thing.
It sticks. It's a great motif. Yeah. I love it. So speaking of the health of the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve, has there been a lot of change with some climate change? Have you seen anything going on there?
It's a really good question. A few months ago, the reef seemed very alive to me again. A lot of nudibranchs, a variety of species of anemone, a lot of all kinds of critters we were seeing out there, and octopus everywhere. And
octopus?
The octopus. And we had coming out of December and January. Something else that's been happening off our coast here is the last several years, a lot of people have noticed, I took notice of a few years ago, is the kelp beds. The kelp beds were growing rather thick again just off the coastline, which is a very, very good sign to me. Of a healthy ocean.
Kind of like lichens on trees, similar.
I would say that to some degree, because if you have life forming that's out there and there's a relationship out there where it's actually giving, I mean, kelp creates oxygen and habitats, and it's a very critical component to the ocean environment. Now, conversely speaking, north of us 100, 150 miles, it's all been dying because of the urchins that have grown out of control. And so the urchins have eaten basically a lot of the algae, the kelp that's up there. So there in turn, there's the abalone don't have anything to eat. And that goes back to another thing about the ocean, which stretches from here north. I think the ocean is looking relatively healthy at this point, even with climate change is a conversation that's constant. There's a lot of algae growth. It's being washed up on the beaches. We're seeing a fair amount of life out there still. The fishing seems to be reasonable. The harbor seal population is doing pretty well there. We're coming out of a pupping season. The pups seem very healthy. But up north, I just wanted to contrast. In 2013, when we lost the sunflower stars, which was due to the wasting syndrome, which made national news, it's a very big deal. They're still studying it and trying to reintroduce these animals in because they're a keystone species. They were keeping the urchins down. And the urchins have now annihilated a lot of the kelp that's up north and therefore reduced the food supply for abalone, which was a very significant focus and a hobby industry for divers. And so California Fish and Wildlife nixed that. So there's no more ab diving, which is a domino effect of a keystone species like the sunflower star disappearing. So I'd say that since 2013, when we first took notice of the disease in the reserve, many of the other species of star were affected by it, but we're also seeing them come back around. Just today we were out with tours and there were dozens of ochre stars that I saw over by the mussel beds. They feed primarily on mussels. So the ochre stars are what you'd call a keystone species of the five rays with the little white dots on them. That's something I would consider an indicator that the ocean's looking pretty healthy in our area right now. And sure, there's things that are going on. As far as what I understand, as far as pH of the ocean, it looks pretty stable. Now, again, there's another thing being reported with the blob that we've experienced here before, warmer water. That does create some problems. So my understanding is that the fish are further offshore. The birds are having to go further offshore to feed, so we're having a larger display of deceased birds that aren't able to get enough food, so they are passing away. So it's that balancing act, and it's happened before. It's a cyclical thing out there.
Right, so not necessarily a trend in the wrong direction.
A trend in the right direction would be being able to see a lot more of the sea stars coming back around. But yeah, I can't speak to that on the total science. I am out there. I see the life. I see the life forms and they are there. The shells look thick. The calcium looks like it's healthy and the algae that are growing in the, like the coralline algae are another indicator of the water column, displaying what it needs to, calcium carbonate, for example. Sorry, I'm kind of...
No. Well, you're speaking very eloquently about this. So do you lead the tours yourself?
I do some, and we work with docents. Oh,
I think that would be fascinating. So how can the public learn about these tours?
Tours, they can call the county. We take reservations for tours at the reserve at 650-363-4021. And the tours are led with our partner agency, the Friends of Fitzgerald Marine Reserve.
When do they occur?
The tours are, we're going to wind down by the time we hit summer just because the tides aren't really apropos, but they'll run basically from December through to now.
Earlier when we were talking, you were mentioning that there's a zone, I think a 3-mile zone along and off the coast. This
Correct.
Is to protect the reserve?
It's to protect the ocean environment as a whole. It's called a marine protected area. It extends from the south end of Monterra to Pillar Point itself and 3 miles out into the ocean. It's considered a no-take zone, and that is to allow a breeding area for fish to expand their populations. And they've been this was a long, concerted effort by a variety of stakeholders, and it was kicked into gear in 2010, then 2011, and it looks like it's been pretty successful. And the idea is, off the reserve, you can transit your boats through, but you cannot, no fishing, no lines in the water. And also in the Marine Reserve itself, we've got the sanctuary, the state mandated MPA, and then the county, which is my agency, operates the reserve. So total protection, no take whatsoever. Nothing can leave the Marine Reserve because everything feeds the ecosystem and feeds the habitat. It could be a home for something else, even.
Somebody new to the reserve, what would they expect to see out there?
I think the first thing that they would notice is we have a large whale display now. That was the result of a gray whale washing up at Seal Cove. We collected the bones. We created an exhibit and display telling the story of this female whale. And it's quite a sight, actually. And then we have a nice visitor center, which is rather small, but it packs a punch. And then they can move on to viewing the reef from the bluff top people get such a kick out of the trees of the cypress forest there. The light's always changing. If it's foggy, it's fascinating. If it's clear, it's gorgeous. And then walking along an easy 10-minute walk down a staircase, you're at Seal Cove, and that's where we have a really pretty beach and a reef. The reef there is outstanding for tide pooling.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've shot images there. It's really conducive, photogenic. And I should mention, Rob, you're a photographer yourself, so you've got a great opportunity to mix your interests.
Yeah, I feel very blessed in that respect. My passion and my background is in photography and video, and it's been nice to be able to integrate that with my job. And it comes in handy for everything from science to art to documenting what we're doing as an agency. We have a lot of neat projects going on always that are happening with our partners and with internally. So it's nice to be able to capture all that. And I happen to be very passionate about wildlife, so I'm lucky to have this job and I have access to things. And I think like any wildlife photographer, you need to do the thing over and over again to be able to share this with people when they visit. And I think that's for me, that's one of the more gratifying parts of the job, especially the kiddos.
They're lucky to have you. So, Coastsiders, should you wish to take one of these tours, the phone number again is
650-363-4021.
Well, thank you, Rob. Very informal, informational.
Thank you,
and
John.
This is John Williams from the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to that ever-wandering John Williams for another interesting and educational feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And now, let us wander back to 1989, courtesy of KHMB Time Machine host Cameron Palmer. This is the voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1989.
This week, the KHMB Time Machine stops in June of 1989. Here's the stories making news from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Coastside stands under review. Temporary roadside stands on the coastside will continue to be allowed, but stands that are used for selling items will be limited to less than 9 months per year. The county endorsed the California Coastal Commission recent recommendations. And the Chili Chowder Cook-Off attracts huge crowds. The biggest ever clam chowder and chili cook-off drew some 10,000 people to Princeton. Judges awarded Pasta Moon first place, the Sundance Mine Company second place, and the Miramar Beach Inn third place. And local teachers settle contract. Teachers in the Cabrillo Unified School District agreed to a 5% pay increase, settling their contract for the current school year. Prior to the settlement, teachers have worked for 2 years without a contract. And now for a little history in the making, for my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. The Johnson House is working on a new emphasis of education since we have a big part of California history on our doorstep. We're encouraging especially third and fourth grade teachers to arrange field trips to tour the house, with costumed docents sharing the history and interacting with the students. If you want to book one of those trips, come see me, Cameron, at my pub, and I'll make the arrangements. Over the year, we had many, many tours and hope to take it to a new level, with work booklets to help the children appreciate how things were in the mid-1800s. If you have not been inside our beautiful White House on the Hill, please visit every third Saturday of each month from 11 to 3. No RSVP required. If you have children or grandchildren, please bring them. Enjoy the fun. Interactive tour on the Coastside History Treasure. We also would like to thank all the folks who donated money during the recent Coastside Gives campaign. These funds are going to be used to help educate our kids and give them literature and tours of the house. Keep calm and tour on. 1989 is the year of people yearning to be free. It starts with massive protests against the Berlin Wall and the famous words uttered by U.S. President Ronald Reagan, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." The wall comes down and West and East Germany are reunified. Meanwhile, in China, pro-democracy protesters clash with the Red Chinese security forces in Tiananmen Square, and pictures of a man taking on a tank are seen on TV news around the world. The new prime minister in South Africa starts to dismantle apartheid, and free elections are held in Poland. This is the year of technology breakthroughs with the 486 microprocessor released by Intel, the Microsoft releasing its Office software, which includes spreadsheets, word processors, database, and presentation software. Cost of living notes on an average income of $27,450. Average monthly rent is $420. Postage stamp, 25 cents. A gallon of gas, 97 cents. Popular films include Batman, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and The Little Mermaid. In popular music, this novelty one-hit wonder made it to the top 10 in popularity. Here's Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers with Swing the Mood. He's a soul singer, producer, and songwriter, and hit maker. Here's Luther Vandross with his top 10 hit, Here and Now.
One look in your eyes, and there I see just what you mean to me. Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I'll ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need you.
Until next week, and next time, another trip on the Time Machine is awaiting. Thanks for listening. I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus. Help your graduate use credit and debit cards wisely. As your new graduate prepares to step into the next chapter of life, whether that's more education or starting a career, one of the best things you can do is help them understand how to use credit cards, debit cards, and prepaid cards wisely. They can be powerful financial tools, but without some basic knowledge, they can also lead to trouble. Here are a few things graduates, whether from high school or graduate school, should know. Credit cards have benefits and risks. About 69% of Americans ages 18 to 29 have at least one credit card, according to the Federal Reserve. They can borrow money up to a set limit, pay it back, and borrow again, a cycle known as revolving credit. Used responsibly, credit cards can help build their credit history, cover unexpected expenses, and even earn rewards like cash back or travel discounts. On the cautionary side, if your child or grandchild doesn't pay the full balance each month, interest charges can accumulate quickly. Carrying a high balance relative to the credit limit can hurt their credit score. And perhaps most importantly, it's easy to fall into a debt cycle in which they charge more than they can pay. Interest can add up to more than the original purchases cost, and they might even open new cards to cover old ones. It creates a hole that's hard to climb out of. The key message is simple. Pay off the balance monthly, pay on time, and treat the card as a convenience, not a lifeline. Debit cards can be a good option. Since debit cards draw directly from a bank account, they naturally limit overspending, but they aren't risk-free. Overdrawing the account can trigger fees, and debit cards generally offer fewer fraud protections than credit cards. Additionally, since you're spending your own money rather than borrowing, debit cards don't help build a credit score. Still, for a young person just starting out, a debit card can be a practical way to manage day-to-day spending. Prepaid cards can help teach the basics. Money is loaded onto the card before use, and your young adult can only spend what's already on the card. Because of this, there's no risk of debt, no credit history needed, and no bills to pay. Prepaid cards come in several forms. General-purpose reloadable cards can be used anywhere cards are accepted. Payroll cards are sometimes used by employers to distribute wages. Gift cards are another option. The downside is that prepaid cards generally don't help build a credit history since transactions usually aren't reported to the credit bureaus. Some also come with fees for activation, reloading, or transactions. These fees can add up, so it pays to read the fine print. Teaching your graduate the difference between these tools and how to develop good habits for each can help them build financial confidence for decades to come. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. And today we are tackling a piece of medical advice that you've probably been hearing since you were old enough to chew. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. We've all heard it. It's written in kids' books, plastered on refrigerator magnets, and muttered by parents everywhere. But is it actually true, or was it just invented by a 19th century orchard owner with a great marketing team? Well, grab a snack, because today we are diving into the actual modern science behind the humble all-American apple. And spoiler alert, that old saying is hitting a lot closer to the bullseye than you might think. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there, this is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics. And today we are tackling a piece of medical advice that you've probably been hearing since you were old enough to chew. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Let's start with the big stuff, your cardiovascular system. A massive 2020 research review looked at how eating whole apples affects our risk for strokes. They tracked data across thousands of people and found that eating just one whole apple a day, about 100 grams, slashed the risk of dying from a stroke by a whopping 27%. How does a little fruit pull off a superhero move like that? It's all about what's inside. Apples are packed with a powerful antioxidant called quercetin, which loves your blood vessels, keeps them flexible, and helps lower blood pressure. But wait, there's a colorful twist. A major study out of the Netherlands tracked over 20,000 people for a decade and found that eating white-fleshed fruits, specifically apples and pears, had a massive protective effect against stroke that other colors didn't show. In fact, the highest consumers had a 52% lower risk. And if you're worried about plaque buildup in your arteries, apples bring out the secret weapon, pectin. This is a special type of soluble fiber that acts like a microscopic street sweeper, helping to clear out bad LDL cholesterol. Regular listeners of Keeping Pace with Your Health know that I am absolutely obsessed with gut health. Your microbiome is the control center for your immunity, your mood, and your digestion. And guess what? Your gut microbes love apples. In a study where brave volunteers ate 2 apples a day for 2 weeks, scientists noticed a total shift in their gut environment. That pectin we just talked about, it acts as a prebiotic, meaning it feeds your beneficial gut bacteria and pushes out the bad guys. It also improves overall transit time, which is just a polite, radio-friendly way of saying it fights off constipation. But the benefits don't stop in the gut. If you are managing your blood sugar or trying to prevent type 2 diabetes, apples are a must-have. A massive analysis of 5 major studies involving over 228,000 people found that folks who ate the most apples and pears had an 18% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The plant compounds in apples actually help improve your insulin sensitivity. So instead of a sugar crash, you get steady, clean energy. Now that you're convinced of the science, let's talk strategy, because how you eat your apple matters. First rule of Apple Club, do not throw away the peel. Almost all of that anti-inflammatory quercetin and a massive chunk of the fiber live right there in or directly under the skin. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but Gail, what about pesticides? It's true. Conventional apples often land on the dirty dozen list. To keep it holistic, buy organic when you can. Either way, give them a good scrub under running water or wash them in a mix of water and baking soda to clear off the residue. So, there you have it. It turns out the old-timers knew exactly what they were talking about. One crisp, juicy apple gives you stroke protection, a happier gut, diabetes defense, and sharper cognitive health as you age. That is a lot of heavy lifting for a 100-calorie snack. Go grab an apple, take care of your gut, and keep pacing yourself toward vibrant health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale. And today, our musical caravan is climbing straight up the hill to Skyline Boulevard for an extended preview of what is quickly becoming one of the most exciting musical collaborations on the peninsula. On Thursday, June 18th, the historic Alice's Restaurant in Woodside is playing host to a literal local supergroup of world-class talent. I am talking about the Pilgrims of Stoke. This lineup is an absolute powerhouse of acoustic mastery, featuring the brilliant Tony Khalif, our very own Coastside virtuoso John Lester on bass and vocals, and the man who serves as the founder, visionary, and impresario of the entire project, Nick Peters. Nick has put together something truly unique here, a band that bridges the gap between structured singer-songwriter precision and free-flowing improvisational bliss. They are bringing that signature energy to Alice's in Woodside from 5 to 7:30 and is completely free, again, Thursday, June 18th. To kick off our spotlight, let's dive into a track that showcases their intricate, locked-in acoustic chemistry. This is called Drink the Girl on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Just the other day, with the muse to shore, where have all my heroes gone? Have they gone away? World seems a little bored. Well, she looked at me and smiled and laid her hands upon my thigh. Don't you worry, little boy, you got this, I mean goodbye. Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine? Did you drink the girl? Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine? Did you drink the girl?
Winter hurricane meets a hurricane, blow each other out. But do they make a little love, create a wild smell? When she looked at me and smiled and laid hands upon my thigh. Don't you worry, my boy, you're gonna miss our new goodbye. Did you spill the wine? Did you spill the wine?
Did you drink the girl?
FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside, and brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. There was Drink the Girl. It's the band Pilgrims of Stoke. You'll see them June 18th at Alice's in Woodside. It's absolutely free. When you listen to the band, you can really hear it. The guitars intertwine so fluidly, and that's entirely by design. As the founder and impresario of Pilgrims, Nick Peters has a real gift for curating that chemistry. He produces everything at his studio over the hill. He just didn't want to pull together great players. He wanted to assemble musicians who know how to listen to one another, who can push the boundaries of a melody, and do it all on the fly. Under Nick's vision, the band has created a playground where they seamlessly blend their own stunning original songs with jam band classics from Fish, The Grateful Dead, and even Jimi Hendrix. You can hear it throughout all of these tunes. Every night is completely different because the music is treated as a living, breathing organism. And speaking of originals, you can bet John Lester is going to bring some of his signature coastal storytelling up the mountain to mingle with Nick's grooves. We had John on Coastside Carousel just a few weeks back. In fact, they're taking the temperature down a few degrees on Skyline with John's lighthearted anthem for our hometown. And you heard it just a few weeks ago. It's got a sassed up, breezy bass line that feels like a foggy morning right here in Half Moon Bay. Let's spin it now. This is Paradise at 63 degrees. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel and Pilgrims of Stoke with John Lester.
Living in paradise at 63 degrees. A cool wind in my hair, a little fog in the air, but this chill ain't bothering me because we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away, then it's just locals in our town by the sea, living in paradise. About 20 miles south of San Francisco lies a Half Moon Bay. It gleams in the sunshine, but mostly the skies are all gray. Close to the city, yet it feels so remote. Beneath the green rolling hills lies a beautiful coast. But if you visit, don't forget your coat, 'cause we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. A cool wind in my hair, a little fog in the air, but this chill ain't bothering me, because we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away, then it's just locals in our town by the sea,
living in paradise. We bought a fixer-up shack, it was a steal at $1.2 million. It needs an awful lot of work, but it's got great bones and a view. It sits under a great big grove of eucalyptus trees. On windy days, I hope one doesn't fall on me. You'd better have a good homeowner's policy, living in paradise at 63 degrees. A cool wind in my hair, a little fog in the air, but this chill ain't bothering me, because we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away, then it's just locals in our town by the sea, living in paradise. Cars everywhere, but we don't need to drive to the beach because we're already there. We'll be hanging out down at the jetty wave, drinking sea hugger cocktails while a local band plays it by the fire pit. You'll be okay living in paradise at 63 degrees. A cool wind in my hair, a little fog in the air, but this chill ain't bothering me, because we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away, then it's just locals in our town by the sea, living in paradise. We're living in paradise. At 63 degrees.
Pure gold, and you can hear how that track just leaps to life when the Pilgrims of Stoke get a hold of it. There is John Lester with Paradise at 63 degrees, and you will see Pilgrims of Stoke at Alice's in Woodside on June 18th. That's a free show, by the way. My name is Mike Dale, and welcome to Coastside Carousel. Support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn on Highway 1. Stop by for their famous fish and chips after you make the trek up the hill to Alice's, or maybe even before. But check out their full menu and event calendar at camerons.pub.net. Now, if Paradise is a love letter to the coast, this next track is a masterclass in atmosphere. Nick Peters and the band have this incredible ability to paint sonic landscapes, and nowhere is more obvious than on this track, Sunrise. It begins with this beautiful ambient acoustic dawn, slowly gathering warmth and momentum before building into a glorious lifting rhythm that fills the room. A perfect soundtrack for a June evening up on the ridge at Alice's. Here is Sunrise on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
See. knows he's a fool. How can I deny you are wiser than I, when you're falling from your stool? Morning light, waking the wind, I feel the sunrise on my skin. Day by day, can I see us through? I want it all for you. Can you hear the sick pounding on the door, howling for the cure? For they bit the hand of the medical man, and now the tide rides the moon. Lie back, breathe and count the stars, do you feel the weight of all you are that go to love? Ride the high road, gotta keep the faith. Come so far, so far. Morning light, waking away. By the little sunrise on my skin. Day by day, can I see us through? I want it all.
Sounds of Sunrise on KHMB's Coastside Carousel by Pilgrims of Stoke. Mark those calendars, Thursday, June 18th at Alice's Restaurant in Woodside, right at the iconic intersection of Highways 35 and 84. What a great venue for a band like Pilgrims of Stoke. The music runs from 5 to 7:30, no cover charge, and you got Nick Peters, Tony Khalif, and John Lester steering the ship. It's going to be a phenomenal night of elite acoustic music. You can check out the band, grab their full summer schedule, and see what they're up to next by visiting pilgrimsofstoke.com. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine at khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The teachings of God's Word are the best friend civil government has because these teachings deal with the heart. Only by dealing with the heart can crime be prevented. For as Jesus explained in Matthew 5, all crime comes from the heart. Understanding this, Daniel Webster, the great defender of the Constitution, once declared, "The cultivation of the religious sentiment represses licentiousness. It inspires respect for law and order and gives strength to the whole social fabric. Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. Indeed, it is not the good Christians whom the police arrest for armed robbery, gang activity, or other such crimes." Understanding this, the Founding Fathers encouraged religious instruction, for as Daniel Webster so accurately noted, good Christians make good citizens.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.